cold. Bundle up as you head out. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. The Red Kettle campaign of the Salvation Army kicks off in November. It runs through Christmas Eve, and then it takes most of the month of January to count up all those donations. So we thought that would be a good time to check in with Major Kirk Sheets at the Salvation Army, see how the 2016 fundraising campaign went. He's on the line with us right now. Major Sheets, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Turns out you had a pretty good year in terms of collections, huh?
Well, we're happy to say that the fundraising effort was a success. We raised the needed funds to complete the coming fiscal year.
That's fantastic. And that comes with donations big and small, doesn't it?
It does. We were particularly thrilled, pleased, however you want to say, to have a gold coin come through a kettle today, this season, I should say. It was pretty exciting to see that. We were able to sell that then for over $1,200, so that was good.
Boy, that's fantastic. That doesn't happen every year, does it?
It hasn't happened here for a long time. I don't know exactly how long, but quite a few years.
Now, a lot of people give to the Red Kettle campaign. They think, well, this is to help make sure that everybody has a nice Christmas. But it's so much more than that. You need these funds year-round, don't you?
We do. We use them throughout the year to run our programs. And our major program here in Port Huron is our food pantry and emergency assistance office. We give out tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in assistance to make sure people can stay in their homes.
I think a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, and you get people coming there really not just in the wintertime, but year-round asking for help, don't you?
Year-round, people need help, yes. Yeah.
What are some of the other programs that you run there?
We also have a senior program. Meets on Thursday afternoons. We have basketball program, which is running right now. We have 60-plus kids that have a positive atmosphere, good coaches, and it's a league two leagues actually that run and compete and have a good time.
Well, that's fantastic. So you get a little bit of a breather now, but people can donate to the Salvation Army year-round, can't they?
They do. We do have direct mailings that go out throughout the year, and we count on those to meet our operating budget too. So people give, and it is humbling to receive so many donations. Some people are on a fixed income, and you know, when we get a $5, $10 donation from somebody, we count that as privileged. We count it as an honor to receive that, just like any bigger donation, because we know this means a lot to people, and they give out of the generosity, and sometimes out of the need of their own resources.
Well, and then those $5 and $10 donations, those add up too, don't they?
They do. We really count on those.
Well, congratulations, Major Sheets, on a job well done. It just really points out how generous this community is, doesn't it?
It does. We do live in a generous community. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the support we had and have throughout the year. But thank you for helping make this Red Kettle campaign a success.
All right, Major Sheets, nice talking to you. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.